From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. Several governments around the world have requested or ordered their citizens to quarantine themselves, to stay at home, to avoid contact with others. Quarantines help slow the spread of diseases like COVID-19. It first appeared in China in late December and quickly became a worldwide health emergency. Quarantines, however, can cause health problems themselves. People are at greater risk of anxiety and depression as a result of the isolation caused by quarantines. So health experts around the world are offering advice to help deal with the undesirable effects of quarantines on mental health. Psychologist Claudia W. Allen is among them. She directs the Behavioral Science Department at the University of Virginia School of Medicine. She leads the Family Stress Clinic there as well. Allen says continuing with normal routines as much as possible will help you stay healthy during quarantines. For example, she says people should continue to wake up and get dressed at their usual time. She says with some people staying in pajamas all day could lead to feelings of being unproductive or without purpose. She also advises people to make plans. Write a list of activities and times for carrying them out. These activities might include cleaning your home, paying bills, making calls, and preparing meals. Health experts also suggest eating your meals at your usual times. Allen says everyone should include self-care activities during quarantine, such as exercise, reading, or playing musical instruments. Getting exercise is important. Even if you must stay indoors, make sure to move your body. Maybe seek some online exercise classes. Keeping a list will help you balance the things you have to do and the things you want to do. Allen also suggests using a quarantine to develop a new skill or to learn about something. Like most health experts, Allen also advises people to make sure to spend time outdoors. Being in nature can help to ease boredom and other tensions of quarantine. So, take a walk. Work in the yard if you have one. Start a garden. Explore some woods or wild areas. Get sunshine on your face. Wash your car or bicycle. Social media does connect us, but too much of it might cause harm. Psychologist Claudia Allen says some studies show that social media can make some people feel left out or less than. She suggests using it wisely. One way is to meet with friends, family, neighbors, and others over video messaging services. Allen says Helping others is another way to lift your spirit during quarantine. This could be as simple as calling someone who is alone or greeting a neighbor from your window. You could also provide a service online. For example, if you are a teacher, you could offer online homework help to friends who must now homeschool their children. And keep a check on your own feelings. If you are experiencing difficulty from the effects of quarantine, contact a healthcare provider, a community organization, or an emergency hotline number. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.